Keep it K-Rock.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Love Machine.
Get ready for 2 hours of inane nonsense with your favorite overweight redheads, Fat and Ginger.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday evening, 6 o'clock on K-Rock 955, and it is time for Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me, as always, is my compadre, Luke Massey.
Hello, Tim. Hey, can I just say off the top, you are doing a great job over there tonight. I really love your preparation. Usually it's not quite tip-top, but tonight you have been on point, my friend.
That's because you left me alone this week, you peanut. And I haven't had you over there, like, hanging it on me and filming me and generally being an idiot.
So yeah, I know. I've left you alone tonight, but because you were under pressure.
A little bit.
And you're getting a bit upset with me, so I just left you to your own devices. But look, we've got a few things on this tonight to talk about. A lot's happened this week. But there's something we really need to get sorted out.
Yeah.
And you won't talk to me off air about it.
No. We'll save it for our segment later on. But our force night out during the week, perhaps went a little bit sideways.
It didn't go to plan, did it?
It did not go to plan.
And we've got to get this sorted. So listeners, we're going to ask your opinion on this.
Yeah, we're going to need you to adjudicate.
Yeah, like a judge and jury.
That's right. But look, after this, after who have we got next? Mabel with Don't Call Me Up.
Was I just talking about your great preparation? Was that something I just mentioned?
We're going to talk about a plane crash that happened near my place. When I'm underneath the bright
light, so don't call me up.
And that was Don't Call Me Up by Mabel.
Yeah, she didn't sound as old as I thought she'd sound. Oh,
very good. You know, yeah, is that spelled the same way? I'm not sure.
I don't know. No, they're bringing it back.
Are
that,
they?
That name.
Retro names.
Mabel, yeah.
They call
like play Gene or Mavis or
play vinyl together.
Betty
and do stuff.
Or something, yeah.
That's it. But look, yeah, so what time is it now? We are 6 past 6, just so everyone's up to date, because it was only about 3 past 6 before.
Ever since I said to you how good you go,
you should have said
just
it.
Just going backwards.
No, that's right.
It's like I should never build you up.
No, absolutely not. Doesn't work.
What do you got? If it keep you low,
yep,
you can't go any lower.
Now,
all right,
Friday morning.
Friday morning, mate. And I heard about this plane crash. Now,
yep.
I don't know if it was a crash. I've heard since it just overshot the runway.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I believe so, yeah.
But it's exciting a little bit. Not exciting. That's a bad word. Everyone's safe, so that's a good thing. I can talk about it.
That's right.
But one thing I did hear was it was in Leopold.
Yeah, it was weird, right? Because what it was, I think, it was at the Leopold end of the Barwon Heads runway.
Is that what it was? Is that where the mix-up was?
So the easiest way to get to it was all the emergency services
went through Leopold.
Went through down Melaleuca Road, right past my place.
Yeah, right.
And so we play a game in the car. Other families might have it called Spotto.
Yeah.
Right? And so, of course, Spotto carries out to when we're not in the car. So, you know, Raff and Gus.
Did you guys have fun at your place?
Spotto.
Spot a fire truck.
I reckon about a dozen fire trucks, about a dozen cop cars, the SES, everyone. And then the helicopters came in later on. It was full on.
Well, first I heard was a plane crash in Leopold. First thing, you want to make sure everyone's okay, which they were, yeah?
Hang on, you didn't call me.
Well, you told me about it, I think. Or
no, I didn't. No,
I'm just trying to get out of that, well, but I did think of you straight away.
Yeah.
Because I thought, Tim's in Leopold.
Yes.
He's probably near there. And then I thought, maybe he's got something to do with it.
How
I don't
that?
Know why I thought that, but I just thought, because I'd watch American Made with Tom Cruise recently.
Great movie.
You know how he flies,
he's
a smuggler, and he flies stuff in. And straight away I thought, is this Tim on one of his little money-making schemes?
Shh.
Now, is that, I don't know why I thought that, Tim, but is that something that you would necessarily, like, would you be involved in something like that? Like,
no, you're absolutely not. No.
Nothing like that?
Nothing like that, Your Honour.
I don't know, mate. I look at the house that you're buying and I look at the grocery bill you have and I wonder how you can afford everything on your wage. So I think there's got to be something there. You're doing something illegal and I want in.
Okay. Perhaps, can I maybe suggest, I'm not exactly Kaiser Soze master, can I be here, but maybe discussing it on air on K-Rock on a Sunday night.
That's a good point.
Isn't the way to start a criminal empire.
Nah, that's right. Man, you're not a criminal. You haven't got a criminal bar in your body.
I couldn't do
you're
it.
Not dodgy like me.
You know what is the real expense, though, is my hats, because they're all so big.
Yeah, that's true. See, I didn't even think of that.
No.
And you'd have to widen your doorway and all that. So there'd be a lot going on. But it made me also think too, because my son, Toby, he's a legend of a kid, right?
Yeah.
And he came to me recently with a criminal enterprise, but he thought he was like, he's going to be the kingpin of Australia, really.
Yeah.
And he
really?
Honestly had a great business plan. And his plan because obviously he can't, well, he might do it. He's gone on to study commerce.
Yeah, it's going
to
be business.
So he can put this plan into action, right? So I'm warning the people of Geelong now.
Yeah, it's a long game.
His plan was to buy counterfeit shoes. yeah. right? You know, the dodgy knockoffs,
yeah.
and sell them real over here. And he actually came up with it at the dinner table and said, this is going to be brilliant. And he actually wants to do business law now so he can work out how to do it, how to put all that action. And we're all going, dude, it's illegal.
That's
you
right.
are going to get locked up. That's He's right. like, oh, is it? Well, why is it illegal? I don't understand.
And I love it how he thinks, as a, what is he now, 17?
Yeah.
As a 17, it's like a revelation. Like, yeah. no one's thought of doing this before.
They have. They're just behind bars now. That's,
or they've decided, yeah. nah, it's too much effort.
But it did make me think of a really good idea.
Go on.
You know, a money-making scheme. And if you're looking for something to help prop up that grocery bill.
Always.
Yeah. All right, this is what I thought of, right? Come up with the best idea.
Yeah.
We can sell pigeons.
Oh, yeah. Go on. Yeah, okay, go on.
Because they just keep coming home. And then you resell them. Bring it.
Troy Larray with Players, and we're back here on K-Rock 955 on a Sunday night. You're with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk, as always, Luke Massey.
We are back here, Tim, because we never went anywhere.
No, that's right. No, that's right.
But I never went to get a drink and nearly missed the break. And
ran up the hallway. That's fantastic. Look, after the break, after the next few ads, we've got Have Your Spray, and this week, I can tell you, it's a bit of a humdinger.
Well, I had a look through. You just showed it to me then.
Yeah.
There's one that I take umbrage with.
Good. That's what we want. But what I love is that people are starting to really hit their straps now on K-Rock.
Yeah, we like a little bit of abuse. And people listening at home, we do Have Your Spray for you to abuse us.
That's right.
We want you to write in your vitriol.
Hook in.
Yes, just get stuck into us. We're sitting here and we should start giving it back, I think. And I might even do that with one of these now.
All right, I look forward to it. Geelong's All That Boy, We Didn't Start the Fire. Love it.
Still going.
It is.
Pretty loud.
It is, but it's good. Great song, and I love the remake.
Well, they've updated it. Did they go all the way back to when the late 80s or early 90s when Billy finished? Like, did they take it up from there?
Don't know. We'll find out.
I should have listened to the start of the song.
That's all right. We were busy doing stuff. But now it's time for Fat and Ginger's Have Your Spray.
These two fat and ginger gentlemen have been whinging for years. Now it's your turn. Time to have your spray.
Yes, and you can get in touch with us through various forms of social media, which I've set up over the journey, haven't I?
Well, you've done it now. It took you a little while.
It did take a little while.
He's going, post something on Instagram. I go, well, there's no account for us. Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that bit.
Yeah, so no. But no, message us through the K-Rock socials if you want to have a go at us. We'd love that. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, abuse the crap out of us. We want that.
Hook in. So we picked three out of the mailbag this week, and I'll let you kick things off there, Lukey.
Okay, so the first one comes from Vinny in Grovedale. Now, I know Vinny.
Yes.
He's a mate of ours, but he's listened to Force Night Out last week, where you were asked to go down to the Salvation Army music session, and he wrote, if Tim wants to play music, we will get him up with our band, Copious.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Vinny's band. We don't do covers, but we smash out Paranoid occasionally. Is that the Black Sabbath
song, boy? Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne.
Do you know that?
I do know it.
Oh, good. We'll get him up to sing that. Now, I think that's a great idea, Vin, because I happen to know Tim because we live together and we had a lot of late night chats at 2 a.m. over a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I know that singing in front of a crowd happens to be your greatest fear.
Well, only because I'm rubbish at it.
Well, I know that, but I think it's just too far removed from your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, 100%.
So knowing that, and I've made you do some pretty awful stuff over the journey, you know.
Yeah.
I dressed you up as a fairy or a fat pixie, for a bunch of ads that we did.
Repeatedly, yeah.
And just got you to walk up and down streets and stuff. But this would be my greatest campaign, right? If I was to be able to get you up with a band, you know, where people go to see it, so they're not just like, you know, watching some busker in the street, they're walking past. People are gone out of their way. They've booked babysitters. They've come in to see you sing.
I feel so sorry for them, though, because I'm way out of tune. I'm a terrible singer.
But it's going to be so good. So we at Fat and Ginger want to use our platform here to we want to address a couple of the key issues. We want to bring Test cricket to Geelong. That's something that we've talked about. Bring Test cricket to Kidinya Park.
That's right.
Right? Other issues, like I've got pigeons for sale at the moment if anyone wants to buy one. But I think this would be great. If you at home want to see Tim Young, right, sing with a band behind him, Black Sabbath's, what is it called?
Paranoid.
Paranoid. I reckon you should let us know. Write in and let us know. Bombard K-Rock. I want to see you with picket signs out the front here.
You're an idiot. Right, number two. I just, why is it always me? Why can't we do something that you hate?
Well, because it's funnier. Everyone likes to see you.
Right, next one is Dave from Brisbane. Now, I believe that is Associate Professor Dave Bate.
Associate Professor Dave Bate, a friend of the show.
Massive friend of the show.
Yeah. What's he got to say?
So we spoke about Billy Ray Cyrus the other week, and he sort of just chimed me with a bit of information for us. Billy Ray Cyrus married an Australian lady 20 years ago, his junior, and Canadians can turn on red arrows. Come on, boys, do your research. Frowny face emoji.
I've got a frowny face emoji for Dave Bade. Associate Professor Dave Bade.
Thank you.
I'll tell you this. He's written that in like he's got all this knowledge and that. He's just looked it up because we've said it, yeah, and he's come back with some facts. Do your research. I'll tell you what, Dave, you're sitting up there listening to our show, and I know for a fact he's the only one out there that's listened to all our shows.
That is true.
Which proves that he's got nothing else going on in his life. I know he's a surgeon, right? I know he saves the occasional life, right? But he's got time to sit there and listen to us. Get something going with your life, mate. How about you do some research for us and send it down instead of us having to, like, come up with the type of... Dave, I can imagine, right, he'd be sitting there and his wife would come out in a nice little negligee and go, oh, honey, do you want to come to bed? He'd be like, no, I'm listening to these two fat ginger blokes down in Geelong.
Down in Geelong.
Like, don't sit there. We're the whiners, right? We haven't got time to research. We haven't got time to fact check. We've got no time for any of that. So if you want to do some research, you be our researcher.
Keep going. What's number three?
Love you, Dave. All right, so you're right there, mate.
Yeah,
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No
what's
worries.
The third one we got?
You keep going off the toilet. Are you just powdering your nose, or what's going on here?
Anyway,
we got the next one. Jared from Ballarat.
Yeah.
He wrote, "Listen to this. Listen to this." I think it's bad grammar from Jared in Ballarat. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Oh, you do.
Yes.
Listen to this while in the shower. Highly recommended.
Well, isn't there a danger of electrocution or ruining your electrical stuff?
I don't know, but is he saying he only listens to it in the shower? Like, is he recommending to people listen to this in the shower so you can wash yourself of the filth straight away? Is that what he's trying to say? Or is it more because, you know, my voice has been described as worth paying $4.95 a minute for?
It's chemical. All right, Post Malone with Chemical.
I really like that song.
It is a good song, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like him. When I first heard it, I thought it was a really good song, and then you realise it's Post Malone.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What a roller coaster that must have been.
Of emotions. Yeah.
Talking of roller coasters, Fat and Ginger's coming up after this.
Fat and Ginger, that's us.
Fat and Ginger, Force Night Out.
Force Night Out, you're trying to say.
Yeah.
And we have been at loggerheads, Tim. Is that fair to say?
Fair to say.
Like, we are bickering like a couple of old biddies.
Yep.
Because... it didn't go to plan.
Didn't
we're not
going
to say what happened yet. No. But after the break, we're going to tell you what happened, and we are going to let the people of Geelong decide what happens next. It's like Choose Your Own Adventure.
Oh, yeah? They were good books.
They were good books. It's going to be like that for Fat and Ginger. You get to decide what happens next for us.
After this. Tim and Jess. Knock off time never felt. Don Henley with The Boys of Summer. That is right in my wheelhouse. Fantastic.
Yeah, he would have loved it about that time. I didn't realise it was the same Don Henley from the Eagles.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yep. But you know what it's time for now? We can finally air our dirty laundry in public because it's time for Forced Night Out.
Can our heroes sit through 2 hours of crap and come out clean on the other side? It's Fat and Ginger's Forced Night Out.
Yes, it is Forced Night Out.
Well, this is like Rocky and Adonis Creed going at each other.
Who?
Apollo Creed, sorry. Adonis was the new one. Sorry, mate. Mucked up
come
there.
Come on.
Do you want me to walk out and come back in and start all over again? But is it fair to say we've had, not an argument, what would you call it, a lover's tiff?
Frank and open exchange of views on the subject.
Yeah, we're not happy. We're both very sticking to our guns here about what's going to happen next. So tell us what happened.
Okay.
So for the viewers at home, listeners, I gave you a forced night out.
You did?
Yeah, where you had to go during the week, Thursday night, to the Salvation Army, right?
Yep.
Which you didn't go.
No.
To the jam session.
No. Hang on a moment.
Yeah.
I went
at
the correct time, which is a concept I know you struggle with, okay? But I was there at the right time.
I was all set to come in. I had my camera ready. I was going to come and just like peer through the window and take some footage of you.
We're not talking about you right now.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, right.
But I'm saying that you put me out by not going and doing it.
So what's the ledger there? You reckon about one, one V about
it doesn't
thousand.
Matter what the ledger is. We're anyway, talking about this incident shush, as an isolated listen. Incident, Tim.
Okay, so I turned up. I looked around the venue. I saw the concert hall with the stage and the musical instruments. I thought, okay, must be where it's
You're
happening.
You're in the right place.
In the right place. And I went.
So where did it go pear-shaped?
Well, it wasn't on. They couldn't get the musicians, and so it wasn't being run.
But I got you a ticket, Tim. If someone buys a ticket for someone, you'd think that they would have to contact you and say it's not on before you turn up.
Hang on. What was the cost of that ticket?
Well, it was free.
Thank you.
It's not a cost thing. That's not what I'm arguing about. What I'm saying is it was on. It was you were there.
Yeah.
There was musical instruments. If only one person turns up to, as a paying customer to see a show, you've still got to do the show.
Yeah, well, apparently
You've
not.
You've done stand up to one person before, haven't you?
I have. In fact, I've done it to no people. Think about that. It's a very much a sort of zen, you know, if one hand's clapping in the woods, does anyone hear
it?
Does anyone
ever hear it, yeah.
But look,
if you're crap on stage and there's no one in the audience, does anyone ever hear it?
You weren't. You performed an outstanding set to a boutique audience. But look.
We're getting off track.
We are. I was there.
Yeah.
On time, in the right place. I spoke to someone. She told me it wasn't on. Absolutely done. Doesn't need to be replaced.
Okay. Now, this is the point, right?
Yep.
I will give you that there was no one there. You can't do what I tasked you to do. My issue with this is that you have said, no, I've done my force night out now. You haven't. You didn't do anything.
I did my part of it. It's not my fault.
It's not your fault they weren't there.
Yeah.
But you can't just go, well, that's me done. It's my turn to give you one. No, you didn't do one, Tim.
So in Saving Private Ryan, if the front of the boat had gone down and no one had been there and they just walked up the beach, would you make them do it again?
Well, it probably wouldn't be a great film. Would have been a little bit dull.
It would have been a little
bit dull. I would have clocked off then.
Right.
But all right, what I thought we'd do, right?
Yep.
We'll put it out to the people of Geelong.
Yep.
Should Tim have to do another one, or because he turned up and it wasn't on, does that count as his?
On time.
Yes, on time. I'll give you that. But there was nothing there. Now, I'd like to speak to the people of Geelong first. I'd like to give them my side of the argument, and then you can rebut, and then we'll let them make up a decision. Now, what we thought we'd do, we've got a gig coming up this Saturday night at the Newcombe and District Cricket Club.
We have.
Yeah?
Yep.
I don't know where that is. I imagine it's out Newcombe and District's way.
It's in Moorlap.
It's in Moorlap, but it's going to be a great show.
Fantastic.
Who's going to be
show.
There? Me, you.
Sammy Gabriel Selesi.
Tosh Walker.
Anna Perry.
Oh, it's going to be an awesome show. So you get two free tickets we're going to give to the people, whether they're on my sort or Tim's.
Yep.
Right? All you got to do is call us and say, I think Tim should have to do it again, or I don't think he should do it again, and give us a reason why. So I'm going to speak to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Should I grab a seat for this?
Well, you might want to, Tim, because I'm fed up. I'm fed up. Tim, you are a coaster, my friend.
Go on.
You're a coaster. You've been coasting through life, relying on your charm, charisma, and the sympathy of those who take pity on you, right? He might have the appearance of an oaf, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be fooled. He might look like Homer Simpson, but he's incredibly bright. He can carry out simple tasks. He just chooses not to. Yeah? So if we, the people of Geelong, let him weasel his way out of commitments such as his forced night out, we might as well give him the keys to Lazy Town. And it'll be you, the good people of Geelong, that will suffer. There'll be no more nudie runs in the main street after the show. There'll be no more Tim having too many ales and removing the filter between his brain and his mouth. And there'll be no more fairy costumes with his beer belly hanging underneath. Where will we be as a society, Tim, if that doesn't happen? I implore you, people of Geelong, to see reason and please make Tim suffer through another force night out. The defence rests.
I don't think they applaud people in court, but that was very very good.
I was like Jack Nicholson in my head.
I was going to say, shades of a few good men there.
Yeah, thank you. That's one of my favourite party tricks.
How to rebut that?
What are you going to say for your rebuttal?
Get stuffed. There you go. How about that? Not doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, call in. Should Tim have to do another one?
Yep.
Or because he turned up on time and it wasn't on, does that get him out of it?
Yeah, that's all right. What's the number?
5-2.
Yep.
2-3-2.
9-5-5.
Yep.
Hang on.
You read it out. I don't know. I don't prepare. As Dave knows, I don't research. I don't know what the number is.
5-2-2-3-1-9-5-5.
5-2-2-3-1-9-5-5. Call in. Let us know. Should Tim have to do another force night out?
All right, it's Youngblood from 5 Seconds of Summer, and we're back after our first very successful phone, and we had the board lit up.
It went crazy, didn't it? We had as many as, one phone call.
That's it.
I think we gave the number out wrong.
No, did we didn't. No, it was absolutely spot on. We're
was
all
it?
Good.
Yep, you're 100%. Looking at me like winking, like shush, Luke, sort of thing. But we do have one caller on the line.
All right. Are you there, Jonathan?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, hey,
there he is.
You know, Jonathan, you're our first ever caller on K-Rock, Fat and Ginger.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
is that something you put on your resume or something? Or you're pretty excited? You put it on Instagram?
Is that what? Is that because no one listens to your show? Or
no need to get personal, Jonathan.
Well, I was about to give him some tickets, I suppose, because he's only called about.
Cut him off. No, I'm joking.
Okay, so.
So, Jonathan, we've got the issue here being that Tim is trying to weasel his way out of Force
steady.
Night
leading,
out.
Leading.
So he, all right, leading a witness. Yeah. I'll cop that. Objection sustained. So Tim is going to try and get out. What do you think, Jonathan?
I agree with Luke.
Yes.
We need a redo. Need a redo.
What? Any particular reason why you think that he should have to redo it?
He should have gone inside.
I did go inside.
Well, he did, but he didn't really try it, did he, Jonathan?
Oh, jeez. I reckon this is a dead set stitch up right here.
Yeah, no, Jonathan's actually me in the other room.
Yeah, that's right.
I pre-recorded it. No, he didn't really have a crack, did he, Jonathan? And I think that he should have to do another one. Is that fair?
Yeah, we want a redo, all the listeners.
You're breaking up there, Jonathan. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Well, we'll have a chat to Jonathan. We'll get his number. We'll send you two tickets to the Newcombe and District Cricket Club comedy night this Saturday night at their club.
Yeah, in Moorlap.
In Moorlap.
Yeah, we'll give you all the details later.
We'll give you the details later by the end of the show. But thanks, Jonathan. We really appreciate you. And we'll be looking forward to that. You can abuse Tim in person.
That's right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks, Jonathan. Cheers.
Thanks, mate.
Dearie me. Well, there we go. That was our first call in.
That was exciting, wasn't it? So we'll give him some tickets. But what he's basically saying now is that you have to do another one.
Yeah, no, sorry. He broke up. I couldn't hear that.
No. We said we'd throw it out to the public. The public has spoken. Tim, I will have another one for you next week, my friend.
Yeah?
Yep.
Is that right?
That is right.
And what is it going to be?
We'll find out.
Fat and Ginger. K-Rock 955. Engine best prices.
Go! Most women like tall, dark men. I'm not most women. I like Fat and Ginger.
Yes, and we're back for a second hour here, and I'm genuinely excited because the second hour of the show is possibly bigger than the first hour. My name is Tim Young. Across the desk from me is Luke Massey. You might have heard me speak in the wrong spot just before. Maybe it was better if I didn't mention it.
They wouldn't know if you didn't say anything. Hey, we got a little bit of feedback.
Great.
So Sean Keith.
Yeah.
Because I posted a little picture of you. Struggling with the desk before the show started. That's when you were really at your peak of leave me alone, stop hassling me, stop annoying me, I'm trying to focus.
That's right.
So I just took a little picture and posted it. And Sean Keith, who we know, a friend of ours, said, you need to give it a go, Luke Massey.
That's right,
Tim Young,
you do.
Put him back in his place.
That's right. You know what? Well, I love stuff like that.
No, I don't. And then there's a picture of you as a Lego man. That's pretty funny.
So you like that one, don't you?
Yeah, that amuses me.
Fantastic.
Because I used to be
Miley
young.
Cyrus. Used to be young, didn't we all?
Yeah, how are you going over there? Are you composed now?
I'm composed.
Yeah? You look quite stressed. I just took a little video of Tim because he's just getting so stressed over the side of the desk. And he looked at me, and he's always big on this. He always says, do not swear ever, even when we're not recording, because you might just accidentally do
Forms
it on
bad end. Habits, right?
And then what did you just do then when I was filming you?
I might have said a naughty word at you.
Yeah, well, I might post that video later. I'll beep out the swear word, Tim, because we're not about that.
We are not about that.
It was very funny.
But we are about rogue geological events, because I want to talk about the earthquake that happened this morning.
Okay, tell me about it.
Did you feel it?
Well, we were at Paul McCartney last night.
Yeah.
Great gig, by the way. And we were on our way home. And I did say to my partner, Ash, I said, did you just feel the earth move? She goes, you wish.
Wait, so what time did you get home?
I was about 2:15, so it must have been around
about the same time
that it happened. So, no, I'll be honest, mate, I didn't feel anything.
No.
But I had a few ales at that point.
Well, it's a long night.
Yes.
It's a long night full of stress and things and trying to get there and logistics. And were your seats good?
The show was incredible. Yeah. Anyone who went last night would have been blown away.
Yep.
So, but yeah, what happened with you?
I slept right through it.
So you want to talk about it?
No, I do.
You just slept through it?
I think it's, something that happened in Victoria today that people might want to talk about.
Okay, so what was...
I was asleep. No, but why I wanted to bring it up was partly. So it was a 5.0 magnitude earthquake, and it was in Apollo Bay.
Right.
And as we know, my other half is from Apollo Bay.
Yeah.
So the first person who rang up was her dad, who still lives in Apollo Bay.
Yeah.
And he said, pretty much I slept through it. The only thing was the dog jumped on me and wouldn't get back off again.
Okay.
And so it felt the, everything shake.
Yeah, it was no good.
Yeah, no good. And the dog got up and then there has been a picture from the food works at Apollo Bay of all the stuff having fallen off shelves.
Well, I didn't realise it was from there, but I know that friends of mine in Grovedale, they said that they woke up and their cupboard was bouncing around. Yeah. Like the cupboard door was bouncing around. So it must have been a big one.
Yeah, well, so, I'm no geologist, but 5.0 sounds pretty big.
Do you remember the last one we had?
Yes, yes, I do.
Can I tell this story?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So last one we had was about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, give or take.
And it was about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I just finished night shift back when I used to work at the refinery. Sorry,
can I interrupt you there for 1 second?
Yeah.
I just want to point out to the listeners, and this is one of the few times that will stick up for Luke, is that after night shift, the rules don't apply.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought
you were going to say I didn't actually do any work out there. I just attended.
No, well, that's
where you're going with that.
Everybody
but
knows that.
I got home at 7 a.m. Normally, I'd go straight to bed. This is after a 12-hour shift.
Yep.
But because I had some stuff to do on my computer, I stayed up and I had a couple of beers.
Yep.
You know, while I was finishing up some work. Because for you at that point, it's like knocking off at night time.
That's right.
Right? Yep. So I had a couple of beers and then all of a sudden the room started shaking.
Yeah.
And I go, what the hell's going on? And after I honestly didn't know what was happening, I went out the front and all the neighbours were out the front all just meeting just near my place, right? And I've walked out and I've gone, did you guys feel that? And they've gone, yeah. I go, oh, good. I thought it was just the beers. I already had a couple of beers this morning. I thought it was just that. Not realising it. And they've just looked at me like I was just the biggest Darro.
But I've got to interject at this point and tell them they already hated us.
By that point. hated us. They just didn't understand us, Tim.
Didn't understand. Because
Tim used to walk the dogs in the neighbourhood with their puffer jackets on.
Because it was cold. Thank you.
And they're tiny little dogs and they just, I don't know, they thought it was a bit weird.
No, but we might have had the odd late night soiree there as well.
Well, that probably didn't help.
Yeah, that didn't help.
So I haven't spoken to them since.
You've barreled out at 9 a.m. with a can in your hand.
Yeah. Going, hey, do you guys feel that?
You must look like the biggest degenerate.
How to
fantastic.
Make friends.
But I'm a bit of an experienced person in the earthquakes. I went through one in Japan as well when I was there. It was just things shook on the shelves. Yeah. Salt and pepper shaker fell over.
They'd be that used to it. They wouldn't even care.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are. So you get you have the earthquake, and it was like, I don't know, 6 or 7 o'clock.
They'd probably take the opportunity to do their washing.
Well, I think it's even more common than that. It just happens all the time. And then a little warning comes up on the TV saying where it was and what magnitude it was, and everyone moves on with their sushi and ramen.
Oh, that's great.
It's fantastic.
I hope we don't get to that point.
No,
I like the sushi and ramen, though.
Hang on. How many earthquakes do you know about in the last 40-whatever years of your life?
Two.
And then we've had two in the last year and a half.
Yeah, but it's starting to get common, Tim.
It is, yeah. What's it a precursor to?
Bad and Ginger on K-Rock.
Sounds of End by Gank Jane. Great song.
Great. So you were just saying that music's been really good tonight.
Been fantastic. It's great every night, though.
Because you were sort of saying that last week it was terrible.
I didn't say that.
I think the words you said was, who is running this station? Was it something like that?
Luke, I don't know what's wrong with you, mate. I don't know where the wire is loose in your head. I never said any of that. And all you do is just do it for your entertainment.
It does amuse me. Hey, we've had some... I sent that video out to a couple of people that I just took of it. I can't put it out on socials yet because Tim swore in it, but I will bleep it out
I've done something wrong.
No. I'm not having a go at you, Tim. I'm just saying it's amusing.
Yeah, great. It's great. My angst is amusing. Hey, look, we haven't got long. All I want to say is we got the Justin Murphy Award.
Yeah.
Can you quickly explain what the Justin Murphy
Award is? Okay, so this is an award that we named after Justin Murphy from America. Was he in, where did he live?
Virginia, I think.
Virginia.
Yep.
Because Tim had to do, as part of a competition that we had in our Ballarat days, a nudie run up the street.
Yep.
He saw that video and said how disgusting it was. So he wrote us from America.
Yep.
But at the same time, he used words that were that bad that Facebook banned him.
That's right.
So he's like a little bit of a hypocrite.
Yep.
So now we've got this award named after him for anyone who's a hypocrite or does something that's not a good thing or is just a bit of a dick, really.
That's right. And that's going to be coming up after this. And we have got a massive AFL superstar.
It's a big name, isn't it?
In the sights this week.
Geelong's favourite way to win.
All right. Tate McRae with Greedy. You're on K-Rock 955. This is Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and with me is Luke Massey.
Yeah, we're still here, aren't we?
We are, and now it is time for, and this is the first time on K-Rock for this segment, and I'm very excited.
Are you a hypocrite or a bit of a sook?
you might be a candidate for the Justin Murphy Award.
Yes.
Let's see if you've won.
Yes, well, let's see if I've won today. I don't think so, because we have a big name, don't we, Luke?
Well, we've got a big name in our sights, Tim, and I do feel bad bringing this guy up, because he is one of us.
He is, yep.
In a ginger.
He is.
So in the news lately,
yep.
We've seen a little bit of talk about Clayton Oliver.
There
from
he is.
Melbourne.
Yep.
Now, he's probably a lovely guy, and we're not having a go at him, but he has been doing some things lately, Tim, that are very antisocial.
It's not him. It's his behaviour.
It's his behaviour. That's right. We look after our fellow gingers here if we can.
That's right.
But, I read an article the other day where he was breaking off window wipers off people's cars to the point where, you know, one of his teammates had to step in and restrain him.
That's right.
And when you're doing that sort of stuff, like, really?
No, that's right. When you're well-paid footballer and you're going around damaging people's cars.
He's on $800,000 a year.
That's right.
And he's doing that sort of stuff.
Punched a hole in a wall as well, didn't he, I think?
I think there was other stuff as well, but that was the thing that really annoyed me, because we've all been in that position where that's happened to you, and it's just, you know, some people have come out the next day, they've gone to drive to work and they can't see.
That's right, battlers. Now, look, I've got a similar story that I'm going to share with you and the good burgers of Geelong.
Oh, here we go. I don't know about this. What's this?
So when I lived in Brisbane, a girl who I was seeing at the time who was I can't believe I'm telling this one either. No, this actually isn't that bad. So a girl I was seeing at the time, we'd had a disagreement at a party. I'd gone off to the pub when Pat, she suggested I should have stayed at the party.
You surprised me.
I suggested otherwise and went off to the pub. And so she wasn't very happy about that. And so the long and short of it is, one, she came in the pub and punched me in the face. I didn't drop my beer, though.
She punched in the face in the pub. That's not fair. I shouldn't laugh at that.
No.
But it's funny because it's...
Yeah, it was me.
It was
you. Yeah, that's right. But then, unbeknownst to me in the meantime, she'd snapped the windscreen wipers off my Toyota Camry at the time.
What did you do to upset her?
Hang on. Just let's focus on this bit for a second.
Yeah.
Right? She snapped. Not bent. Snapped.
Snapped it off.
So I had like
she's in a rage.
Two little stumpy things. And like, we're talking Brisbane, right? It rains properly in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And like, you'd be out driving and start raining and you'd forget what had happened.
Yeah.
You've got to put your windscreen wipers off. There's two little stumps. You go... You can't see. You're sticking your head out the window to try and see, and then all the rain's hitting you in the face.
What did you do to upset her?
Hey?
Why was she so upset?
Like I said, we had a disagreement over attending the party or attending the pub. And there was, perhaps there were underlying
Tim,
things. I don't know.
I think there's more to this, Tim. You know what?
I
know. I don't want to just, like, bag you all the time because we're best friends.
Don't you? Sorry.
We are best friends, right?
Sorry. You don't want to bag me all the time.
But without knowing exactly what happened, Tim, I blame you.
Why?
Well, I just think, having lived with you, you can be very blokey. You know, you like to sit around and watch the rugby in your underpants and that sort of thing. And what you don't understand, Tim, is women, they don't like that about people. They like to get your attention, Tim. You know, they like to be listened to. Did you listen to her, Tim? Did you listen to her?
Hey, how many times have you been divorced? Yeah, I thought so.
Let's play a song.
Bit of escapism here.
I like that.
Yeah, you're with Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock 955 at just after 7:30. Coming up next, we are speaking to a massive friend of the show.
Yeah, we've got her coming up, and we haven't mentioned it yet. So Sarah Marie Cameron is a good friend of ours. I know she's listening too.
Yeah.
And she's going to be in here very, very shortly. She's on her way in to talk about her new show coming up.
Yep.
One Womb, Please, at the Geelong Comedy Festival next weekend.
That's right. Very excited to speak to her after these. The K-Rock. Bit of escapism here.
I like that.
Yeah, you're with Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock 955 at just after 7:30. Coming up next, we are speaking to a massive friend of the show.
Yeah, we've got her coming up, and we haven't mentioned it yet. So Sarah Marie Cameron is a good friend of ours. I know she's listening too.
Yeah.
And she's going to be in here very, very shortly. She's on her way in to talk about her new show coming up.
Yep.
One Womb, Please, at the Geelong Comedy Festival next weekend.
That's right. Very excited to speak to her after these. The K-Rock. Yes, that's Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba here on K-Rock 955. You're with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young. And across the desk from me on one side is Luke Massey. And across the desk from me on the other side is great friend of the show, Sarah Marie Cameron.
It feels so weird to be back in this studio and not standing in the spot where I was. You're actually in my old spot, Luke. This feels weird.
Well, this is where we met, right?
Yes.
In this room, just like this, but we were in opposite. So now, before we get into that, Tub Thumping, Chumbawamba. I know I went to your wedding recently, Sarah Marie. That was the song I wanted at mine.
Oh.
As I walk down the aisle, I get knocked down.
But I get,
but I get up again. They're never going to keep me down. I thought that would be a great wedding song. What
for,
do you think?
For number three, wedding.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
We might have to look at number four for that one. How are you, SM?
It is so good. I am really happy to be here with you guys. Also, congratulations on your show here on Sunday. Yeah, it's great to have Fat and Ginger on here.
Yeah, thank you. We've always been trying to get somewhere, Fat and Ginger people. And I just don't mean us, me and Tim. I mean as a whole.
In general.
Yeah. Just in general. As we're always trying to get, you know, girlfriends and things like that. But it's nice to be in here now with you, my friend, because we are good mates. We've done a pilot together called Comedy for Kindness. We've done comedy together a lot.
Yeah, we have travelled together extensively doing comedy.
Absolutely. But what we haven't done is done this show with you that you've got coming up next week. Can you tell us about One Womb, Please?
Well, I'm really excited to be able to bring my show down here, and it's part of the inaugural Geelong Comedy Festival. So shout out to those guys putting it on.
Very exciting. It
is on for just this weekend. So if you've been looking at shows, buy your tickets. Don't wait, because this is the tester. If it goes well this year, it'll be back and it'll grow and it'll go longer and then more people will come. So if there is a show that you think you might want to go to, grab the tickets. I love the fact that all the tickets are $25. So you can jump onto the Geelong Comedy Festival page on the website, scan through the shows, obviously highly recommend mine for Friday at the brewery. For One Womb, Please. But this is really exciting for Geelong to have this. Obviously, we know the success of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and I know it's only a stone's throw away, but to have this and the calibre of acts that are coming down to Geelong to do their shows, and as I say, it's only for this weekend, so you've only got a couple of days to get amongst it. And I'm just really excited that I get to be part of it and that the show is coming down to the town where there's a large chunk of the story that I share in my show that starts from when I was living here, when I was working on K-Rock with, you know, Tom on air. And, it's a lot of really personal things that I share in the show.
I've been lucky enough to see your show, SM. I went to the Comedy Festival in Melbourne and watched it. And I tell you what, and I'm not filling you up with smoke here, it blew me away. And one thing that I did notice was your crowd work has got amazing.
There's a lot of crowd
amazing interaction.
Amazing.
You are constantly interacting with the crowd and you do it so well and so respectful but so funny. And I think, I'd go just to watch that.
Thank you. I love being able to invite that. Some people go to a show and they're like, please, please do not talk to me. And then you've got other people who sit front row centre and they're eyeing you off and they're waiting for their moment. And honestly, like, bring it on. It's fine. I had some pretty crazy hecklers. There was one in particular. I think it must have been my final Saturday. And I was really fortunate. That was another one of my sold-out shows. So the crowd were actually against him with the heckling, and then we ended up becoming friends at the end of it, so it was totally fine.
Hey, if you're going to yell out, you're fair game, aren't you, Tim?
100%. Absolutely.
What you usually find, I reckon, with hecklers is a lot of the time they just want to have a little part of the show. They're funny too. They just want to get it out there, and then they'll shut up. It's the ones that keep going.
And they keep chipping away.
And you just go, come on, knackers. There's a whole room full of people.
If you're listening to this at home, and I know Geelong's got a massive comedy following because we run shows ourselves, so we get to see a lot of them. If you're listening to this at home, yell something out, that's amazing, but then stop.
That's right.
Can be moments. Like, I know that there are moments where people like to chime in, and there's certain moments in the show that I wait for it and I expect it. And by that stage, I've already clocked in the room who I think is going to be the one that pipes up with that. But there's so much of the show that is personal, and I'm really trying to provide a space to normalise what we're talking about.
Yep.
I mean, the show's called One Womb, Please. So it is about mine and my beautiful husband, Jonas, our journey to trying to start a family and where we're at and why we're there, what we're doing. And it's a journey that a lot of people are on, unfortunately, as well. And so I just wanted to write this show and normalise that, you know, IVF is a thing, fertility issues is a thing, and we can laugh because there are some pretty funny things that happen along the way because you are so unbelievably vulnerable when you are going through that process. So whether you've been through it or you know someone who has, or maybe you know nothing about that process, you know, you might have been blessed to just start a family with your partner, and that is so amazing. I really did write this show probably for that kind of a person who knows nothing about it.
Yep.
And that was probably me, I think. Yeah. I didn't know a lot about it. I've had friends that have gone through it, but you found the funny in it. And I think that's all comedy. You can laugh at anything. There's no subject that's off. If you find the right funny that people just react to and they relate to, and that's what I thought you did. And we walked out, honestly, went with my partner, and we just walked out and go, oh, my God, she's next level. That was good.
Thank you.
So how can people get tickets?
You can jump onto the Geelong Comedy Festival website and look up One Womb, please. My show is this Friday, 7:15. I'd love to sell it out at the brewery. It's an awesome venue. Like, it's such a great venue. I got to do a gig down there with a bunch of other hilarious comedians down there the other night, and holy crap, I love it so much. So meander on down after work, 7:15. Obviously, buy tickets beforehand.
Yeah, and it must be nice to come down to Geelong and work with some good comedians.
Well done, Luke.
Mate,
anyway,
there's good comedians everywhere, okay?
Come along, see Sarah Marie Cameron on, sorry, was it Friday night?
Friday night. Yeah. Pay attention, would you please? Are you even coming? Are you going to come and support my show, Tim?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Will you?
I don't know yet.
Doesn't sound like it.
Ed Sheeran, American Town.
Fat and Ginger, K-Rock 955.
Yes, that's us, you with Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock. We're almost at the end of the show.
I like Ed Sheeran. He's one of my favourite gingers.
Well, he's one of our pin-up boys, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He's one of them that made it, that got out of, like, the obscurity of being a ginger person.
That's right.
I'm not a big fan of that song, though.
It's a bit sort of...
Bit vanilla, yeah, as you would call it.
That's right, a bit Carlton cold.
Yeah.
Now, look, as we do every week, we have my favourite trainee reporter on. Now, we recorded this segment during the week, and fair to say it was expensive.
It didn't go well. And I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and be nice to Stan. But he just keeps mucking up, mate. And I can't keep dealing with this, Tim. We're professionals now.
So what people are about to hear is you trying to be nice.
Well, no, I got very angry.
Yeah, you did. Anyway, Stan Dexter, ladies and gentlemen.
And now we cross to our bumbling trainee reporter, Stan Dexter.
Here at Fat and Ginger, we are all about tackling the big issues. So we decided to send our roving reporter, Stan Dexter, to Kiev in the Ukraine to live for a week and see how things are in the war-torn capital. Let's cross to him now. Are you there, Stan?
Luke, I'm here.
What's it like being in the middle of a war zone, mate?
Hey, they call it a war zone. I mean, it's a bit messy, granted, but...
Stan, what's it like in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine?
What are you talking about? I'm at home, sitting on my couch in the lounge room.
Sorry, what? Mate, we gave you $5,000 to go to Ukraine, live in Kiev for a week.
Right, sorry. I thought your message said to live on Kiev's for a week. The reception was terrible.
Oh, for f***ing sake, are you f***ing kidding me? Just to clarify, you've taken out $5,000, and instead of going to Kiev, you spent it on chicken Kievs here in Geelong.
Yep, 833 of them to be exact.
And you're prepared to report on what?
On what it's like to eat 833 chicken Kievs in a week. And before you ask, it's about 39 for breakfast, lunch and dinner every day. It's been rough.
Jesus, are you all right?
Nah, not really. No one will come near me because everything I own reeks of garlic. I haven't had a crap in 3 days. And I think I've got the beginnings of scurvy.
Well, it serves you right, you half-wit. You probably would have had fewer health issues being in a war zone for a week. We're not covering any of your medical expenses either.
Hey?
You're an idiot. I've got to go.
Hang on.
K-Rock, 9-5.
That's Robert Schultz featuring Francesco Yates with a bit of sugar.
Yeah, how do you get so fly, Tim?
Hey?
How do you get so fly?
Fly?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. You've caught me on the hop with that question. But I tell you what we're going to do now is we're going to say goodbye because that's us for another week.
Oh, really? I was just starting to have fun.
You were, weren't
and
you?
And you were just starting to get the hang of that desk.
Thank you very much. Yeah, cheers.
I was actually thinking about getting you like a little beginner's desk to learn on during the week.
Thanks to Jonathan for ringing up and being our first ever caller. Thanks for Sarah Marie Cameron for coming in.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. Go and see your show. I'm going to go. Are you going?
Hey, absolutely.
Yeah? 100%. I'm holding you to that. Sarah Marie, if you're listening, we will be there, me and Tim.
So, everyone, thanks for listening once again, and we'll see everyone or hear everyone or speak to everyone next week.
Next week.
See ya. Tim and Jess.